SR680.com. It's your turn. 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn. It was singer, jazz vocalist Dinah Washington, who had a big hit with a tune called What a Difference a Day Makes. And that would certainly be appropriate today. I hesitate to say it's gorgeous out there, but compared to yesterday, it's gorgeous. And we have kind of some weak sunshine every once in a while. It gets a little stronger. Things are melting. Temperatures are already in the 40s, and yesterday it was just a mess. We'll talk about it a little bit today as we welcome the president of Butler County Community College to visit with us on the program today, and that's Dr. Nick Neupower. Dr. Neupower, good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave.
Yeah, it was quite the day yesterday, and the timing could not have been worse.
Yes.
For educational institutions yesterday. When I came to work, and I know you start way early too, when I came to work shortly after 5 o'clock, nothing was happening.
Yes.
It was bone dry. We didn't have any precipitation whatsoever. And within an hour or two, it was just snowing to beat the band. And it was almost everybody had to cancel. What could you do?
And actually, I don't know if it worked its way to you this way, but we were the first in Butler County to make a decision. We have a lot of variables that we analyze, including the fact that we're in so many different locations. But among the most important variables for the college is our nursing students going out on clinicals. Those students are leaving at about 5:30 or so. And the news, the TV, local TV stations were coming on at 4. Brian Opitz and I, our executive director of operations, were in contact with one another before then. At 4 o'clock, we noticed everything was south. And then 5 o'clock, not much different. It was interesting that you could see as the storm traveled north that there started to be some decisions on schools that mirrored that. And we got to a tipping point where we needed to make a decision related to our nurses. So we were the first to call the delay. That would have been a 10 a.m. start. Bought us a little bit of time. And then during that time period is when the school districts made the decision. It was rough sledding yesterday.
Yeah. And I think it's good that we mention this because every time this happens, thank goodness it's not too often, but there are people who don't understand the hard decisions that have to be made before daybreak and, you know, always a concern. Yesterday, you know, they had to shut down North Main Street Hill in Butler for half an hour. At 9:30 yesterday, 9:30.
Wow.
They had 10 tractor trailer rigs stuck on there. So, and we had accidents. It was just, I mean, as it turned out, there was nothing to be done except cancel classes. And that just kind of exploded. I was watching the radar, too, because I was already here at the station. And, you know, the predictions were for the snow to start a little bit later. But as you said, it was coming up from the south, and then it just, like, bloomed.
Yes, it did.
And, boy, it snowed an awful lot in just a few hours. Yeah.
Brian and I often joke, we're about the same age, started the college about the same time in 99. And the older we get, the less John Wayne we are. And it's all about safety. It is absolutely all about safety. And Brian brings up the fact one of the last snowstorms we had one superintendent and three different colleges call us to find out what we were doing. Maybe a sign of being in the seat for a while, sign that we do things well, but we kind of were flattered by that. And now we're at a point where we're going to err on the side of caution, not foolproof. The unique part of this winter, which is different than the previous 13, I guess previous 12 since I've been president, the timing has been absolutely atrocious across the board. Atrocious. Then you throw in the fact that there has been an ice variable. And it, again, since 07, Brian, I can't remember a winter where the timing couldn't be worse. And then there was an ice element. And yesterday we were bracing for the several inches, few to several inches of snow. and then followed by ice. Now, in Slippery Rock, we got a little bit of a mist, and it was a little bit icy, but it doesn't seem to have been as icy as they were calling.
I agree. And thank goodness we didn't get a lot of the sleet and freezing rain. It's bad enough with the snow and the slush. Now, just a quick question on what institutions of higher education have to do. I know when I was in undergraduate school, it was very rare that you missed anything because of weather, but if you did, you know, the professor, you just made it up, you know.
Yeah.
He went along. You didn't have to schedule an extra day or anything like that, as they have to do in public schools. And that's the case, I'm sure, at the college.
It is, and Seneca Valley has gone to an interesting model. I don't know if you caught wind of Dr. Vitale's very forward-thinking, but utilizing, after so many snow days, they go toward a model where they incorporate distance education. And because so many of our classes now are, even if it's a traditional class, there is a supplement that professors use from an online perspective, can still go forward in that capacity. I think we've talked about this previously. Higher ed has gone from a bear with the statement here, you know, hours where your butt's in a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Carnegie credit hour, one credit hour equals 15 contact hours. So three credits would be 45 hours plus a three-hour final exam, to more competency-based, and that very much is appropriate for the way that we deliver our distance ed classes. So it's not so much the time that your butt's in a seat, it's on the backside of the class what competencies were achieved. And that's very much how we deal with weather delays or cancellations, is that it's up to the instructor to make sure that the competencies are still delivered.
Mm-hmm. And in most cases, when you're in college, whether it's at BC3 or elsewhere, you know, on the first day of class, the professor will hand out a syllabus, says, here's what we're going to do. You don't get that in junior high school.
Correct.
Or high school, but you hand out a syllabus. And then if there are untoward developments, you know, the professor, he or she can say, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. You know, if you get out your syllabus, we'll combine this and we'll, you know, we're good to go. And just a few changes. So just a note for people. I want to take a few minutes, and I hope it's okay with you. I know that the college community is in grieving, as am I, at the loss of the longtime chair of the Board of Trustees, Ray Steffler.
Yes, I appreciate that opportunity. The college is hurting right now. There's no question. And actually, if you go back even within the last few months, Lucille Shapiro passed away. And Lucille, ironically, it was Lucille and Ray who began our Alumni Association, which at that time was very unique for a community college. Very happy to say that it was recently that both Lucille and Ray were named as our distinguished alumni together. Both of them have such an important role in our college's history. Ray was appointed to our board in 1985 by the then Butler County Board of Commissioners. And he actually took the place of an original trustee from 65-66. Mrs. Betty Bages had that seat. And Betty was on for 20 years, and Ray has been on since 1985, the last 20, as board chair. And when I was putting some thoughts together for this memorial celebration, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, the date and the time. It just dawned on me that, you know, that particular board seat is two board members away from that original Board of Trustees. And that original Board of Trustees was so important in our college's history. And I've been on your show for 13 years. This comes up every once in a while. I think it's appropriate to come up right now, is that when the community colleges were founded in Pennsylvania in 63, the Butler County Board of Commissioners wanted to have this new form of higher education in Butler County. And, of course, a community college has state sponsorship and local sponsorship, so the county needed to move forward and use taxpayer dollars to become a local sponsor. And while the commissioners agreed to do that, there was a local resident who wasn't too happy with the fact that his taxpayer dollars would go toward a new institution of higher education, a new type. So while that played out in the court system, and the county and the federal and the state allocation was basically put in an escrow account until this played out in the courts. There were trustees from that original board, of which Betty was part of, that mortgaged their homes, liquidated their personal savings, their stocks, to put their money in toward the creation of this new college, not knowing how the lawsuit would play out. Off air, we talked about Gal and Doris Rose, and Doris, who passed away several years ago now, mm-hmm. mentioned to me that there's no doubt in her mind that that experience shortened Gal's life. It was pressure field, and Gal was the original chair of our trustees. And when Judge Clyde Schumacher ruled in favor of the county and the county commissioners, Green, Bachman, and McCune, to pledge county tax dollars towards this new institution of higher education, that was the birth of BC3. And of course, we started our classes in September of 66, and here it is, 1985. 20 years later, where Ray Steffler is appointed to the board. Ray's been there through the highs and lows. Ray worked with 7 of the 8 college presidents. He started at the very end of Tom Tenhove's tenure. Tom was the longest-serving president at BC3. We had him here a couple years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I still hear from Tom. Tom was president from 70 to 84. 84, 85, and Ray worked with him, and then the last president, I had the privilege of working with Ray as the final president, who've been president from 07 to 19, so that's the second longest tenure. And back in 07, Ray was part of a board of trustees that appointed me to the position when Dr. Azari left for a vice chancellor position in California. And Ray had some very interesting slogans and philosophies, and one was that our role as a board is to hire or fire the president, and if we're not going to fire him, we need to support him. And Ray made sure that the trustees were all about policy and looking out for the taxpayers. Never once in my time as president has our board ever interfered with the hiring decision at the college. That's a remarkable statement. Certainly, board challenges me, asks great questions, but to the running of the institution, they've stayed out of the way. The other point is that cliche, but Ray kept the politics out of the boardroom. And I know other presidents from across the state and across the United States where that's not the case. The politics work their way into the boardroom. Ray took great pride in the fact that we were the back-to-back number one community college in the state. The fact that we've grown from the 100 or so students that took classes in 66 to the over 20,000 that we service now in several different counties. And Ray's leadership will be missed, but I think that he set the very high benchmark for the college and the Board of Trustees to carry on his great tradition.
I certainly was not a close friend of Ray Steffler. I knew him. In fact, I first met him when he was on the staff of then State Senator Mary Jo White. That's many, many, many years ago. And, of course, his long association with the college. I always saw him at trustee meetings as a very calming influence. He was certainly a man who had opinions and strong feelings, but he was never loud or just calmly stated his ideas and his thoughts, and I greatly admired that.
There was a unique political situation early in my career, probably the same one that you're thinking of. You know, there was a challenge internally and externally. When I went forward with the blessing of the trustees, why should we be limited by imaginary county lines to spread our quality? And that was a time when enrollment and population was high. Mm-hmm. And there was a ton of controversy associated with that as we went into Lawrence County and Mercer County. And, of course, now we're in Brockway and Armstrong, and we're looking for a partnership in Titusville with the University of Pittsburgh. And there was part of this controversy was a closed-door decision was made that really impacted the college and our finances and what have you. And that was relatively new into my presidency. And as this person that we talked to on the other end of the phone was kind of hem-hawing around as to what that decision that would have a negative impact on the college was, Ray, in a very calm voice, said, just let us know what your decision is. I'll never forget that. Certainly, in our opinion, it was a bad decision. But Ray knew, and out of respect for that particular person, Ray basically knew that that person was a bit against the wall, back to the corner of a wall, and understood. But Ray did not challenge the decision, just wanted clarity on what the decision was, which at that time went against the college. And Ray's philosophy then was, after we hung up on that phone call, we will adapt and we will adjust accordingly. And that philosophy of taking the high road, there were many a meeting in the county here where I was being pressured and Ray was being pressured to bring alumni, to bring faculty, to bring students, and to turn those monthly county meetings into a bit of a circus. Ray would have none of that. Even though there was great pressure to do so, particularly when, you know, we're losing dollars in the process. Mm-hmm. Ray's philosophy was you always take the high road. And in the end, it'll be taking the high road that allows the college to prosper. And here it is, year 13 of the presidency. And you look back, and there are lots of new faces. You look back, and population has declined. High school graduation numbers are down. And we've been there, done that. And now you have the sister institutions from across the state who are trying to go into different areas, underserved areas, to grab enrollment. Had we played the other chip and made noise and had not taken the high road, I don't know that I would be here. And I don't know that the reputation that we have in our own backyard, which is always most important to us as Butler County's community college, would be intact had we had a different methodology. And so much of that, I was a newer president at the time, goes to Ray and the trustees as a whole.
I think it's most appropriate that we share that with our listeners, who most of whom would probably not be aware of the backstory of, you know, some ups and some downs during the tenure of the late Ray Steffler. So we're talking about the longtime chair of the Board of Trustees of Butler County Community College, who died this past weekend. There are plans for a memorial celebration, I believe, coming
yes,
up.
Yes, right? There is. A memorial celebration. And this was at the request of Glenn Miller working with the Steffler family. It will be March 17th in Founders Hall at 1:30, and we are dubbing it a memorial celebration to celebrate the life of Ray Steffler. Certainly have a feeling that it will be standing room only. There's actually a theater event that day at 2 o'clock, so for those individuals, there's not an RSVP that's needed, but if you're interested in coming, I would get there a little bit earlier than 1:30. It'll be a busy day on campus, mm-hmm. and absolutely cannot wait to celebrate Ray's life.
I knew of his great contributions to the college. I did not know until today that he was one of the movers and shakers in getting the Alumni Association started, which is now a very important part of the college. Wow. Well, let's move on.
Yes, thanks for that, Dave. I really appreciate it.
No, it was important that we do so. Governor Tom Wolf delivered his budget address earlier this month. The governor always does that in early February before a joint session of state lawmakers. It's not the be-all and the end-all of how the budget ends up, but it's the governor's wish list, so to speak. And then the work begins. State lawmakers hold hearings and over a period of several months, and they try to come up with a spending plan by the end of June. So that's the process. It was a little disappointing from the community college point of view that the governor's proposed budget, as I understand it, contained no increase at all for the community colleges. Is that right?
That is correct. So no increase for that's operating and capital for the community colleges. No increase for the state-related, Pitt, Penn State, Lincoln, and Temple. There is an increase that is slated for the state system of higher education. I believe it was several to $8 million. To $8 million. There's a new chancellor in Harrisburg. As a matter of fact, I'll be making the trip Monday to meet with the new chancellor. There does seem to be a line item that has a little bit of a flexibility that appears to be built in that could help some of our students. Frankly, we're not really sure of the specifics, not quite sure if it could be operated through FIA, not quite sure if it is for students who are already in the pipeline or for non-traditional students who might be coming back to the college. There are a lot of ifs associated with that, but you brought up a really good point. That starts the process, and that's whenever we have the meetings with both the Senate and the House, both sides of the aisle, and really start hitting hard with the value of community colleges.
Well, we'll see how it shakes down. Sometimes we don't find out about that until the tail end of June. Sometimes
Correct.
Not even by then.
Yeah, that's,
but,
that's right.
From all indications, from the statements that I heard from the majority of our local state lawmakers, at least, there was not the rancor in opposition to the governor's budget proposal. There seemed to be a spirit of cooperation early on. I know many of them locally said, well, it's a starting point, and we'll see where we go from here. So we'll see.
Yeah, accurate statement. I think a very good starting point.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting with Dr. Nick Neupower, the president of Butler County Community College. Nice to have him with us here on the It's Your Turn program today. You were recently in the nation's capital for a summit meeting of sorts. What was that all about?
Yeah, so this time each year there is the annual summit conference for the Association of Community College Trustees. There's about, depending upon the year, about 1,125 to 1,150 community colleges across the country. And this is where board members, students, staff, and trustees of those community colleges converge on Washington, D.C., and then we meet with our own individual legislators. We have our talking points. I mentioned to Ruth Purcell, our executive director of the foundation. She also helps with external relations. It is my week where I really study up on and live and breathe federal issues. And federal issues really impact our college, mostly Pell Grants, Perkins Grants that helps with career and technical education. And it's a great opportunity to learn about that. And then Ruth and I head off and we have many meetings. We had an opportunity to meet with Senator Casey, always makes a point to spend time with us. We didn't have the opportunity to meet with Senator Toomey, but we met with his staffers and spent time with Congressman Kelly and also Thompson now.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, with the redistricting, Thompson actually is right outside of State College. Ironically, I don't know if your time there, if you'd ever heard of Howard, Pennsylvania, where the Howard, there's a dam there. That's where my wife is from, ironically. Population of about 700, and that's where Thompson, Congressman Thompson is
from. Just to bring people up to date on that, Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson,
correct.
I guess he goes by that.
Yes.
I interviewed him back prior to the election, and he said, yeah, that's fine. I didn't want to be too familiar. But he now represents pretty much the eastern half of Butler County.
Correct.
And all the way to State College. It's a big geographical district.
Very big district. And I knew there was redistricting, and I probably should have known this. You think of it, so this is from a Butler County resident perspective. That redistricting, and particularly Mike's district now, was more of an emphasis on the northern tier.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Ron DiNicola. And actually, I have the highest respect for both DiNicola, who ran against Mike on the Democratic side. Really two good guys. It really says something about the strength of Mike Kelly and what he is doing, because that redistricting was an emphasis that you would think would benefit more of the DiNicolas in that particular race.
No question. Yeah.
And we just had a great time talking with Mike. He is very down to earth. Talked about the old days, which I love, absolutely love. Talked about what it is that we're doing in downtown Butler, what the college is doing in leading this fighting against the opiate situation. And a good meeting with Mike, and it was an opportunity to spend some time with GT. Very impressive guy. He is very much into the high-demand occupations, the tech programs, of course, our expansion to Brockway with nursing. Mm-hmm. He was very much in tune with. I really believe that as a resident of this area, that we are represented quite well in Washington, D.C.
Both of those guys are veterans, too.
Yeah.
Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson has been there a while, and Congressman Mike Kelly got about a decade now in Washington, so he's getting some seniority as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So is this meeting held every year?
It is. It's an annual meeting. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize there were that many community colleges across the United States. 1,100, did you say?
Yeah, 1,100. Some still, that's a good statement. I'll piggyback off that for a second. Some still go by junior college. Some are actually branch campuses of larger universities. So West Virginia at Parkersburg is considered a community college. Some are known as a community college. Some are known as a technical college. There are others that are both community and technical. The state of Florida has, for the most part, dropped community college, and now they are just colleges. So Miami-Dade College, Seminole State College, Florida State College, not university. The state of Florida has gone to baccalaureate degrees for their community colleges. Community college boards come in all different shapes and sizes. Some are elected positions. Some are paid positions. Some are appointed by the state. We have 15 member boards. Others could be 9. Some could be 6. When we have a capital project, we go to our community colleges. There are others in Ohio where it is on a ballot. You have to politic that way. It is quite fascinating to understand the diversity in our United States that works its way to community colleges. So we get to experience that when we're with our colleagues from across the country in Washington, D.C.
Let's take a break. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Nick Neupower here on It's Your Turn on WISR this Thursday. We'll be back right after this.
When you want a home-cooked meal at a reasonable price, go to Michael's Restaurant. Featuring Italian and American cuisine, daily lunch and dinner specials, prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays, and homemade desserts. Open 7 days a week from 7 to 9, Michael's Restaurant on 422 near the Butler Fairgrounds.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Did you buy a car, truck, or SUV last year thinking you were going to get 0% or some other low-rate finance offer and then drove off the lot with a much higher rate? Don't worry. Armco Credit Union has the solution. Refinance with us and get a 60-month loan on a 2016 or newer vehicle for just 2.24% APR. We've got low rates on older models, too. It's never been easier to join, so call any of our 4 branch locations today or visit us at armcocu.com for membership and rate information. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Nick Neupower, the president of Butler County Community College, visiting with us today. Dr. Neupower mentioned one of the things that he was talking about at the meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this month was Pell Grants. For people who aren't familiar with that, those are grants to students.
Yes.
To help them cover the cost of tuition.
Correct. Right? Yeah, at-need students, and I'll tie this to the larger debt issue, student debt issue. It's a really high number. It comes up in each and every conversation we have with our elected officials. A full Pell Grant, that correlates to the need of the student. A full Pell Grant more than covers what our tuition is for a Butler County resident. And even with our non-sponsored out-of-county, it just about covers everything. Education and a pathway toward an education is an individual's choice. One of the points that I make when I'm in D.C. as well as Harrisburg is that if you factor in the community college as part of a proactive choice, like our daughters did, that will correlate to a lesser debt bubble. The average debt in Pennsylvania for a student coming out is $36,000, $37,000. When you factor in that for a Butler County resident, with the terrific support of our commissioners, about a year is anywhere from about $4,500 to maybe just shy of $5,000. And you factor in 2 years that are affordable tuition costs. And then you would transfer, perhaps you transfer to Slippery Rock University. I was mentioning this to my wife yesterday. And let's say that you're a former student of mine, Tiffany Day, is very successful now. Tiffany commuted to BC3 and commuted to Slippery Rock University. And back in the day, not only did she leave with no debt, but her overall associate's degree and baccalaureate experience cost roughly about $22,000. Mm. There are choices. And while undergrad for me at Penn State was very significant for my maturation and growing up, but in this day and age, I think a parent or a student has to ask, is that growing up, is that social aspect worth the cost? And I believe that's why BC3 is doing so well, because we're getting more students, not just the undecided. That stereotype, you can't get into a university, so you go to BC3, that's fallacy. There is no truth to that. Mm-hmm. I believe that's part of the proactive choice for these smarter students to get the quality and to come out debt-free.
Yeah, and you know, you don't want to be pecuniary about this, but in today's day and age, you have to look at finances, especially
correct.
If you have, you know, more than one child,
correct,
of college age or soon to be college age.
Correct.
You've got to look at that.
Well, that Pittsburgh Business Times article, best return on investment of the Western Pennsylvania colleges and universities, Eastern Ohio, Northern West Virginia, including Penn State, best ROI is Butler County Community College. What does that mean? That means for the appropriate entry-level job, and the associate's degree is very much an appropriate degree for an entry-level job, is that when you factor in our low tuition, lack of student debt, and what that student starts his or her professional career out salary-wise, we have the best ROI. And we are about double the next closest. And the next closest, interestingly, is VU. May have mentioned this before, but the appropriate benchmark, if parents are listening, grandparents are listening right now, your average debt load should not exceed what your starting wage is in your profession coming out of college. So let's say that you're a school teacher and you start at $42,000. Your debt should not be any more than $42,000. If it is, that's upside down. It'll be very difficult for you to make that up over a lifetime. Hmm. And when you factor in PC3 again, whether it is a transfer to Slippery Rock or Penn State or Pitt, you're knocking that cost down, and you'll definitely have a great start on life knocking that debt down.
Return on investment.
Yes.
ROI. It's something that a lot of high school and parents of high school students need to be looking at. We want to talk a little bit about a planned volunteer crawl involving students from not only Butler County Community College, but Slippery Rock. I have no idea what that is.
Well, let me see if I can explain. Again, you and I mentioned off air. I mentioned to you, I'm very impressed with President Barry from Slippery Rock University. Big shoes to fill. I'm incredibly proud that we share Butler County. We go forward on a number of collaborations, and this is one of those. So Dr. Karen Steubenbort, who's the director of our social work program at BC3, is partnering with the Nonprofit Alliance, a new program at Slippery Rock University, and bringing students together and combining efforts to volunteer this weekend in Butler County. So it'll be a 24-hour volunteer crawl on Friday and Saturday. Students will combine efforts and paint, helping to spruce up Glade Run Lutheran Services in Zillianople. will also assist with animal care and facility maintenance at the Butler County Humane Society, as well as work with residents of New Haven Court at Clearview in Butler. I think that we've mentioned previously that volunteerism is a strategic objective for us. It's part of our community pathway of our strategic plan. And this just, I believe, speaks to not only the power of collaboration, but the strength of what academic institutions can bring into their communities that they serve. So certainly proud of this, and a great thanks to Karen for leading this effort from the college's behalf.
And it's a wonderful thing to kind of smash a negative stereotype that a lot of people have about college students in terms of, you know, what are they doing that's really good.
Yes.
During that four-year period. We saw that, we have seen it for several years at Penn State with their Thawne event, which was just last weekend, raising money for research into childhood cancers. It's great to see it here at the local level.
I'll tie something together here we just talked about. So at the ACCT conference in Washington, D.C., one of the speakers talked about in 2019, public opinion of higher education has never been lower, never been lower. Certainly some of that has a dotted line to the debt bubble. Some employers wonder, we've talked about this previously, if students should be majoring in the liberal arts, they're having difficulty filling vacancies, and I won't go off on that tangent. But to your point, this is the strength of higher education. This is what we bring to the communities we serve. As an example, through December 11th of this past year, 47 BC3 employees volunteered 284 hours at the Light of Life Community Outreach, a West North Street ministry that offers lunch to as many as 100 guests on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You want to talk about a dose of reality for what some individuals struggle with in our own backyard. Spend a couple of hours at the Light of Life Community Outreach. So I would really like to emphasize that that's part of what a college or a university brings to the communities it serves. And I'm proud that we're partnering with President Barry and Slippery Rock University.
I want to mention an outstanding student at BC3, Marissa Marsh, who recently received a rather prestigious award. Dr. Neubauer, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. Marissa is a nursing student at the college. And she received an inaugural scholarship, $1,000 scholarship. It was one of, I believe, a couple of students, and this one at BC3, to receive this scholarship that was made forward by the Butler County Healthcare Consortium that is made up of 30 healthcare employers in the county, as well as some different partners. She is enrolled in our registered nursing program. And interestingly, she is a new category of students since you and I headed off to Penn State. She is a reverse transfer student. And a reverse transfer student actually has a baccalaureate degree in another field of study. Is finding that baccalaureate is not necessarily leading to employment and will actually come back to BC3 for an associate's degree.
Huh, how about that?
That is a growing population that we have. And she's worked 30 months at Concordia Lutheran Ministries, and we're very proud of her. You know that we're going all in with our nursing program. We're raising a lot of money with our nursing program. We've expanded to Brockway. We have the Victor K. Phillips Nursing and Allied Health Building that is slated for a couple of years from now that will house the Schaefer School of Nursing. Those were two separate $1 million gifts. And it's wonderful that our students get scholarships, but this one, again, symbolizes our all-in effort that we have to expand nursing.
We'll take a break. We'll be back to talk more with Dr. Nick Neubauer here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after this break.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
This month at Osterling's Lawn and Garden, get your seeds started with Espoma Organic Potting Soil, germination kits, heat mats, earth boxes, and walk-in greenhouses. Take care of your animals with squirrel-proof bird feeders, bird food, Zach and Zoe dog coats, dog beds, heated thermo cat houses, and heated waterers. Feed the deer with Imperial Whitetail 30-06, Trophy Rocks, Osterling's Deer Feed and Corn. And stop in for maple tree tapping supplies like buckets, spiles, drill bits, and guide books. You can find it all at Osterling's Lawn and Garden in Butler.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
We're chatting with Dr. Nick Neupower. Dr. Neupower is the president, longtime president now of Butler County Community College. Are you the longest tenured community college president in Pennsylvania? You must be close.
Yes. Believe it or not only of the 14 community colleges, but of the 32 state institutions that includes the state system as well as Pitt, Penn State, Lincoln, and Temple.
There have been some generous donations and awards to the college in recent weeks. We should mention those. Farmers National Bank for one and Cresco Yeltra for another.
Yeah. Being in the office, being in the chair for 13 years, the internship is humming, have the players in the right seat and the right bus. Can only be made possible if you have an excellent faculty, excellent board of trustees. So really what I enjoy most is the relationship building at the college, working with elected officials, donors. And this Farmers National Bank has been a great partner of the college and has gone forward with a very unique program that connects back to a breakfast that I had with CEO Bill Marsh. He and I have become good friends. We connect maybe twice a year. Generally for a breakfast and talk about things. It's nice to speak to a fellow CEO of some of the, I guess, anxieties and unique situations that we each run into, both personally and professionally. And Bill was talking about how difficult it is for farmers to go forward and find the right employees. And I've heard this before, spending lots of money going to headhunters to match the right employees. And talked about an opportunity where if we can connect farmers with the college and the student skin in the game would be, the bank skin in the game would be a scholarship, giving these students opportunities during the summer, during breaks, to work at the bank, give the bank an opportunity to, give a test run to these particular students.
Mm-hmm. Potential employees.
Yeah. And then from the student's perspective, you know, their skin in the game would not only be the scholarships, but making sure that that they show up for these jobs. And by the way, these are paid positions. So taking that over breakfast discussion and doing what a president does best, giving it to our staff members, Ruth Purcell on our end, we ended up going forward where there were a number of Farmers Bank staff members who had an opportunity to meet with our students. On our end, we wanted to provide them with an opportunity to see our best of our best students. And that was the idea that led to the scholarships that go to Matt Reitler of Cowansville. He's a business administration student. And Lena Holmes, 29, of Grove City, who's a Linden Point business administration student. Each plans to graduate from BC3 in May. And they received the $1,000 inaugural scholarship that is rewarded for their academic excellence. There was that meet and greet between the institutions. And the employees from Farmers even met with the students for 45 minutes in small groups to provide mock interviews, review their resumes. And again, on the back end, FNB has an opportunity to give a test run to these two students that they've invested in.
Farmers National Bank is headquartered in Emlenton. My first checking account was at Farmers National Bank. I grew up in a small town along the Allegheny River. I think that's probably when I started my lawn mowing business at age 12, maybe 11 or 12. But that's true. That's my first checking account was there. That's great. And also, Cresco Yeltra had a wonderful donation to the BC3 Education Foundation.
So this goes back to Mike Hartley. Mike Hartley was a board member, was chair of the Board of Trustees, and he and his son Kent have the state's first medical marijuana dispensary here in Butler County, and part of that was that it would give back to the community. And Mike showed up right before break with Kelly and John Giles. Kelly's a member of our foundation board. And we went over the history, talked about old times, and handed over a check of $15,000 to go to our foundation. And he had said that he gets the game, and he said, this is unrestricted, and you use it however you like. And really, great thanks to the Hartleys. And again, Mike had a large role in our college's success in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a longtime member of the Board of Trustees. We need to take a final break. We'll do that, and we'll be back to wrap up our conversation with Dr. Nick Newpower here on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR, back after these words. Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month, Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart, so think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
Pittsburgh commuters, are you tired of sitting in traffic while wasting all of your money on parking fees, wear and tear on your vehicle, and gas? Butler Transit is a commuter's choice from Butler County to Pittsburgh. BTA's chartered buses offer free park and ride locations, onboard Wi-Fi, and charging stations, and real-time bus location technology. Stop worrying about traffic, detours, and downtown parking. Catch a bus at a location near you. Visit butlertransit.com for daily schedules, mobile ticketing, and a stress-free commute.
Welcome back. We're chatting with the president of Butler County Community College, Dr. Nick Newpower, visiting with us today. Some weeks ago, I would say within the past, maybe a month ago, I had the opportunity to interview Barbara Gade here on the program. She is the director of the Adult Literacy Program at Butler County Community College. We'll learn a little bit more about the program, how it's going, and what it does, and They were also planning a literary luncheon at that time, a fundraiser, which I understand was extremely successful.
Yes, boy, it was absolutely packed. I had the opportunity to be present there and actually speak, and it ended up a sellout. It was to benefit our adult literacy program, which includes GED, and we had a speaker, a graduate of that particular program, speak. Sponsored by the PM Rotary, so great thanks to the PM Rotary, and ended up raising $10,000 for our adult literacy program. And again, just symbolic of what it means to be the community's college. You go back on these last four statements here, the Butler County Healthcare Consortium with its scholarship, Farmers National Bank, Cresco Yeltra, and the PM Rotary with his literacy luncheon. People really want to be associated with the college at this point. That's taken many years to get to that point. Our foundation, frankly, is second to none among community colleges, and I would argue even nearby private colleges and universities. People want to be associated with a winner. That was the general feel for that particular day. It was absolutely a wonderful day. I believe the weather was somewhat shaky, as it's been for most of this winter. But we really enjoyed hosting it and look forward to doing so again next year.
Yeah, it's a good thing for people to remember if you know someone in your neighborhood or certainly family, for one reason or another, was not able to complete their high school graduation. Check Butler County Community College.
Yes.
You can get a GED there through their adult literacy program. Just a good thing to know.
Yes.
Have someone in that circumstance. I want to talk a little bit about sports. Dr. Neupower and I have chatted in the past about the importance of a sports program for an institution of higher education. And it's not necessarily for glory and all of that, but it's great to build esprit de corps, pride in your school, and so on and so forth. And we could certainly say that about not only the men, but the women's basketball teams at BC3 this season, because they both did very, very well.
Yeah, it's the first time in our college's history where both our men's and women's basketball teams captured the Western Pennsylvania Community College title. And ironically, both teams are coached by Coach Dick Hartung, who is assisted by Dr. Kathy Wood. And both have had just incredible individual efforts by Joel Stutz and Mackenzie Craig. Both broke the all-time scoring records for the men's and women's basketball teams, respectively. Previous records were held by Bryant Lewandowski. Lewandowski's a big Butler name, as you know, as well as Julie Baxter for the women's team. Now they will advance to a larger regional community college playoffs. And agree, we've talked about the significance of sports. I think it's even heightened in this particular area. Mm-hmm. And I think that even goes back to the immigrants coming over into this new country and might have had difficulty behind the desk or finding jobs in the mills or on the farms, but where it was a level playing field was on the court, on the field, or in the rings.
The sports teams are the Pioneers, by the way.
Yes.
And I think that nickname stems from way back at the beginning of the college, right? Back in the mid-60s, you know, as a pioneer, one of the first community colleges in Pennsylvania.
It was, thank you for bringing that up. It was Governor Scranton who spoke back in about 65 or so that this new sector of higher education, the community college sector, was working its way to the western side of the state. And this new proposed Butler County Community College would be true pioneers by heading from Harrisburg on over to the west. And from that point forward, we became known as the Pioneers.
Hmm. One other thing I want to mention, and I'm not a sports guru by any means, but Coach Dick Hartung, it's a particularly tough job at a two-year institution to have successful basketball teams. Basketball teams, obviously it's a team sport. You have to mesh. You have to learn to work with each other. And at a four-year institution, you got 4 years to do that.
Yes.
And in most four-year institutions, with rare exceptions, freshmen watch.
Yeah.
Practice and watch and learn, and hopefully over the next 3 years are able to contribute. Coach Hartung's got 2 years.
That's correct.
He's got new young women and young men coming in, and they, you know, they're going through all the orientation and getting used to higher education in their freshman year, and then to have successful basketball programs with just that, and then one more year. That's a pretty big hill to climb.
Yeah, great point. Throw in the fact that the bulk of our students work.
Yes.
So when Coach Hartung or Dr. Wood approach potential student athletes, there are a fair share who say, I can't do it. I need to work to help with my college expenses or to help in general at home. Real quickly, right now there's a proposal that is being forwarded that would allow a third year of eligibility for a community college student. Right now it is two. Mm-hmm. And with the very nature of our students, sometimes they don't get done in the 2 years and will continue on. And for these student athletes, they wouldn't have that third year of eligibility. So it could perhaps make it a little bit easier for what you described there. It is an in-and-out model, just the very nature of our student. And both Dick and Kathy do a phenomenal job.
I want to talk also about the Suck Up Theater Performing Arts Series. And now that we're several weeks into the spring semester, and we'll be having the second half of that series, and there's what sounds like a great concert this coming Sunday afternoon. Fiddlers from Canada, fiddlers and step dancers from Canada, the Fitzgeralds are going to be there.
Correct, and that is Sunday, February 24th at 2 o'clock. As the Communities College, we consider our performing arts series and what goes on as the Suck Up Theater as a great asset for our community and, frankly, complements a lot of what we've been previously saying, including the athletics. So certainly calling our box office, that information available at bc3.edu. And it is a couple of weeks after, always one of my favorites, is the Pittsburgh Philharmonic will perform New Horizons on Saturday, March 9th. The show will feature a winner of a Young Artist Concerto competition. And the Pittsburgh Philharmonic has had a long relationship with BC3 and the college, generally very well attended. So for both of the events, I would jump on bc3.edu to find out information on tickets and how to touch base with our box office.
We just had a story, and it's just occurred to me to ask you this, Dr. Neupower. We had a story earlier this week about Preston Park in Butler Township. Yeah. It's been closed since Thanksgiving because of damage to the trees due to the big ice storm in the third week of November. A lot of huge hanging branches coming down. They don't want people walking in there and, you know, getting hit by a fallen branch. Butler County Community College is blessed to have a wonderful tree-lined campus. Is there still residual damage from the storm, or has that been pretty much cleaned up? I know you took a hit in that ice storm.
So this will very much correlate to my background in communications and public relations. And there's a statement, never let a good crisis pass you by. Early in my tenure, when we had to remove trees for the Student Success Center, incredibly controversial, incredibly, and certainly understand that. Fast forward a couple years, it was a very stormy Sunday night. Steelers were playing the Browns in Cleveland, actually lost that game, windy as all get out, and we had a tree that went through a building. And then a year later, we had a tree that went through another building. One was the Armstrong Lodge in 09, and then in 10 was the Social Sciences building. And then the pushback for tree removal wasn't quite so great as it once was. So we actually, in working with Brian Opitz, our executive director of operations, work with an arborist and work with the appropriate professionals to evaluate the integrity of the trees. In the old days, the trees would be removed during off hours on the campus because there was that controversy. Now there's a transparency that we want to make sure that our folks know that it's a safe and secure campus. So we don't necessarily do that in the wee hours on the weekend. That storm in November was had a big impact on the college, but frankly, because that we did so much of the pruning and the removal and what have you, the subsequent storms haven't been as bad. We were prepping for that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we didn't get the ice, but it is a big concern and factors into the weather-related decisions that Brian and I make.
But those trees make for a wonderful,
beautiful
campus.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And believe it or not, there'll soon be leaves popping out of those trees again. Dr. Nick Neupower, president of Butler County Community College, visiting with us. Program note, Penguin hockey tonight. The Pens are back home against San Jose. And Mike Lang will be calling the live radio play-by-play here on WISR tonight. Airtime 6:30 for Penguin warm-up. That wraps up our It's Your Turn program for today. I'm Dave Malarkey. Hope to have you with us tomorrow at 12:30 here on WISR 680 in Butler.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey. here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Hear you all.